Good morning, this is Deacon Lauren, and I wanted to share with you what we talked about during our Zoom coffee hour on Sunday, October 11th. We discussed Phil Carter's heartfelt stewardship reflection that took the place of the sermon. Many of us could relate to the importance of our community at St. Matthew's, as Phil had mentioned, and how giving financial support to our church is so important, especially right now. We then talked about some of our own faith journeys. I mentioned how one of our faith leaders from my Peninsula Interfaith Cohort group had begun our meeting last week with a quote from James Baldwin. He was born in 1924 and was a Black novelist, playwright, poet, and civil rights activist. I found two additional quotes from Baldwin that I'd like to share with you as well. This was the quote that Tovis from our cohort group shared. "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." And I found these two additional Baldwin quotes. "It is certain that ignorance allied with power is the most ferocious enemy justice can have." And lastly, "To be Negro in this country and to be relatively conscious is to be in a rage almost all the time." These words were written over 50 years ago, yet I believe, unfortunately, that they still seem true to this day and time. Many of us are participating in St. Matthew's Sacred Ground series. We discussed how these Baldwin quotes are apropos to our Sacred Ground conversations. We then had a very heartfelt exchange about how the sessions are affecting each of us. I then talked about our Zoom clergy conference, which was entitled Healing and Justice with Bishop Mark and the Reverend Marie Rincon. Over 100 clergy attended from our diocese. We discussed three different Bible readings and then broke out into smaller groups to discuss them with the leading questions from Bishop Mark and Reverend Marie. I chose the following quote from Paul's letter to the Galatians for our coffee hour participants to discuss from clergy conference. And it says, "There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus." I then asked the following two questions for us to ponder. What conversations do you need to have in order for everyone to feel their sacred worth? And then I asked, can you remember a time when you felt your own sacred worth, empowering someone else to see their own sacred worth? I wonder what those two questions mean to you when you consider the verse from Paul's letter to the Galatians. I encourage you to please take some time to reflect on how you have, through some act of kindness, spread Jesus' love out in the world, and then to share that story with someone else so that they can witness it. Many blessings to you and yours.